Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, what are you doing after we record this episode today?
Well, I think I'm going to go to the bar, order some whiskey, and throw it back. And then tomorrow morning, I think I'll enjoy a Japanese breakfast.
Okay. Well, call me if you get lost. Oh, Patrick, before we get into today's topic, as we're recording this, we just recently experienced the 4th of July.
We did.
How did the dogs hold up the 4th of July?
Not well. No. The little ones do not like it. It's pretty scary for them. And in our neighborhood, we have a long-established tradition of a lot of people shooting off a lot of fireworks. I think people in our neighborhood's probably like, drive up to Pennsylvania and what's that place, Phantom Fireworks, or wherever you can go across the border there and get the big ones. But we keep them in the basement down in there, close to us as we can, and try to have some outside noise. But it's hard. You know, they shake a lot, the little ones.
Oh, yeah. I remember that when we had our previous dog was a little dog, and she was just inconsolable 4th of July.
It's hard.
And also thunderstorms and that kind of thing. Just
that's
really
the other thing.
Just, you know, there was very little you could do.
There isn't much you can do. How about Shadow? Does it bother him at all?
Not at all.
Or
not at
all. Doesn't even notice.
Zero.
Doesn't even notice.
Zero. Yeah. Nothing. So I guess I don't know what the weight limit is when you get scared of fireworks versus, you know, indifferent, but he's above whatever that threshold is on size.
Yeah, absolutely. And definitely I would say, he's not easily intimidated. So
he doesn't care. He doesn't care about, he also doesn't care about thunderstorms. None of that. Doesn't faze him at all. Nothing. Yeah. The things that get him crazed are, anyone just like walking outside the house. That's where he goes insane.
Yep. And, that's right. Starts sprinting up and down the fence.
The mailman, of course, but anybody sort of walking on the sidewalk, any of that kind of stuff. That's where he just goes nuts. But sounds not so loud. Sounds not so. Oh wait, I take it back. Now, this is a funny thing. He is pretty much unfazed by cars.
Oh really?
He hates motorcycles.
Oh, does he really?
And like large trucks that are really loud. I'm not talking like pickups. I mean like service, delivery trucks or
like UPS
dump trucks any of those kinds of things. Semi trucks,
garbage men or something like that.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, garbage truck goes. He goes nuts. So those kinds of sounds drive him crazy.
Hmm.
But not the fireworks and the thunderstorms. I don't know.
Oh, interesting.
But it can be difficult when you're taking him for a walk and a motorcycle goes by and he wants to pull you down the block, right?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, Jim, as we get more into the podcast about Shadow, I'll tell you something really quick. Gigi was watching Shadow for a little bit, and we went out to see him because I love Shadow so much. And we went for a walk around your neighborhood, which was really nice. And we stopped at one point so Shadow could do his business, and Gigi put down her water bottle. And then we walked around the corner, and she realized she had forgotten it. So she said, "Hold on, just hold him. I'll be right back." And she went jogging, running down the sidewalk away from him, and he did not like that. Like, he wanted to go follow her. And I'm here, with both my hands, trying to dig in to stop him from pulling me down the street. But it was not easy, I'm telling you.
No.
He really is strong. It was, man.
He's right on the cusp of being totally out of control in a situation like that. If he were any bigger...
I don't know how you
control him, right? Because you're right. It takes a good amount. It takes almost all your strength to hold him back.
Yes. It was all worth it when he saw her running in the other direction toward him, though. Yes. He made up for it with a lot of excitement. Yeah.
Okay. Now, all right. Did we introduce ourselves? I'm not sure. It's Rockin' the Suburbs.
I don't know.
I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
With all the suburban
Shadow
talk.
Is Jim's dog.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So... we got through another 4th of July, I think, is where we're going with this.
Yeah, we made it.
The dogs are okay now. All right, so that's
good.
All right. We're going to do intern new music picks today.
Yep.
Three of our interns submitted recordings. One of them decided to sit out this month. She said she did not listen to a lot of new music in June. That would be intern Sammy.
Yep.
And that's because she did all that listening in May. Remember, she submitted four
that's
songs
right.
in May.
She's still listening to all that stuff.
That's right. So we have three for you today. And And we will start here with intern Sam, Sam Lisker.
Great.
What is up, Jim and Patrick, fellow listeners, interns Sammy, Mary, and Matt. This is intern Sam here with my June 2021 new music selection. For the month of June, I've selected Call Me If You Get Lost by Tyler, the Creator. This is Tyler's sixth studio album and his follow-up from his 2019 Grammy Award-winning record, Igor. Tyler talks a lot about personal success, love, loss, and social issues on this album, and I think he knew that after the success of Igor, Tyler was aware that achieving that level of success again was going to be challenging, it was going to be difficult, so he chose to have fun with this. On the album, he goes by the name Tyler Baudelaire, which is a callback to the famous French poet Charles Baudelaire. I had never heard of Charles Baudelaire until Tyler introduced this character, but after listening to this album and Tyler's past records and learning a bit more about Charles Baudelaire, it's pretty easy to see why parallels are being drawn here between the two. So if you are familiar with Tyler the Creator's lyrics, how he writes, and how Charles Baudelaire wrote, Charles Baudelaire himself was a noted master of rhyme and rhythm. Tyler has also created a series of short films for songs on the album that are just visually amazing. There's great storytelling and an incredible color palette that makes them look and feel memorable. I highly recommend listening to this album and watching the videos that accompany it. Thank you all so much for listening, and keep rocking the suburbs.
Oh, you look malnourished. Get some bread, fried an egg, yolk, and drowning in syrup. You pick a spot, I pick a tail number, and we could be tourists. Let's go to Cannes and watch a couple indie movies that you never heard of. Listen to bands, groove when we dance, disco in France. Smell some perfume, head in the wind. We can switch off, I can show you how you can really exfoliate skin. If you got a man, you should cut it off. Get your passport, cause we run it off. We can sit and talk, you can tell me everything that's on your chest. Baby, get it off, you are my type. You a bright light, and I'm like a moth. This is not a game, but before we start, what's your name, girlfriend? What's your name? What's your name, girlfriend? What's your name? What's your name, girlfriend? What's your name? What's your name, girlfriend? What's your name?
Yeah. What is your name? What do you bring?
Yeah.
I think that I got what you need, and I'm willing to do anything that you please. I'm trying to get down to the root of the apple, the deepest I could in them jeans. McClane like Sonic, can't speak, no. No, you can't hit my lean, no. Baby, tell me where the beats go, cause I'm lost. Your body compared to the fashion, I hope you ain't got it, the shit that I bought. Cause money ain't don't mean a thing, I bet you the times that I take you out. 1 minute, it's a beautiful scene, it probably end when we been took out.
All right, there you go. That's What's Your Name from Tyler the Creator.
Very cool. I'm glad Sam picked that. I really like this record. I've been listening to it. I'm a big fan of Tyler ever since he burst onto the scene in that weirdly original way with the Odd Future group. Just, you know, bratty like the early Sex Pistols, just trying to get attention, doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And one thing I really like about his music is, you know, Sam kind of alluded to, every single album he makes, you're getting how he feels at that moment. Like when you listen to his discography, it's a journey through who he is as an artist and a person and how he's changing and stuff. So I give him tremendous credit for that. It's, you know, not a necessarily probably the easiest way to work, because feels like his heart is, you know, on his sleeve out there all the time, and he's close to the emotional edge. But I think he's a great artist, and especially love his album Flower Boy from a few years back. That's a really, really great album. But this one sounds really, really good too. And he's funny. I think Tyler Creator's really funny too. He drops it in here and there, but he's got a great sense of humor. I don't know. I just think he's a really excellent modern artist.
Great. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks,
good pick,
Sam. Next up is, speaking of intern Sam, by the way, quick shout here to Suburbs Fest, October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, or should we say Rocktober. But I'm sure you'll get to meet intern Sam there as well if you come out to the Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah.
Area.
He'll be there.
So check out the details at suburbspod.com and on our social media for Suburbs Fest. How can you resist? You want to hang out with intern Sam, of course.
Absolutely.
We all do.
For 3 days.
Yes. That's right. Okay. Next up today, intern Mary, that's Mary Edelberg. Here is her call.
Greetings, Suburbs Pod. Intern Mary here with my June pick of the month. This month, my choice is Breland and Keith Urban's track, Throw It Back. I heard this song at the beginning of the month, and it took me a while to land on this. But sometimes you just need a good banjo over a trap beat. I hope everyone is staying well. Cheap, rocking the suburbs.
Presley told the DJ throw it back. She look better every Thursday. She don't have to throw it back. Shouty got me catching feelings. I just hope she throw it back. Throw it back. Drop it low. You can blame it on the jack. Slow it down, girl. I'm tryna make it less. If you sexy and you know it, make it clap. Throw it back.
Throw it on back. Nothing says summer like the way she make me feel. A tall glass, a natural rolling. I can tell that you keep it real. A gray light, she give it to you, gotta get it for it turn red. High on a flame, I barely know her name, but I'm damn sure willing to bet.
If she get a shot of whiskey, she know how to throw it back. She turned up for Elvis Presley, told the DJ. Throw it back.
Drop it low, you can blame it on the jack. Slow it down, girl, I'm tryna make it last. If you sexy and you know it, make it clap. Throw it. Gotta thank Jesus, making them peaches. Georgia Bulldog, got me SEC 6. She on that.
All right, I'm not exactly sure how to process that. I don't know.
Yeah, well, maybe Mary said it best. Sometimes yeah. You just need a banjo over a trap beat.
Right.
But maybe you don't know you do, but you definitely do. That was cool. It really worked for me.
Well, it's funny. The listeners haven't heard this yet, but we recently were having a conversation with someone that you will hear in the future, I think, about how genres just matter less and less anymore, and they're all getting sort of blended together in really interesting ways. And I guess there's a good example of it, right?
Another great example, Jim. It's a really good point that it's heading in that direction, and that's a good thing, I think. I mean, I think it's healthy for the artists, it's healthy for the listeners, and of course, no one's saying, you know, you don't have to work in one style. But I think the exciting thing is what kind of meld will invent a new genre, you know, on the end of it, which is really cool too. So maybe it's banjo and trap. I don't know.
Could be either.
You heard it here first.
Okay. And one more today, intern Matt. That's Matt Windler.
Yep.
Hey, Jim, Patrick, fellow interns and listeners. Matt here with my June pick. I'm going with Japanese Breakfast's third album, Jubilee. Michelle Zauner, I'm not totally sure how to say that. I wanted Jubilee to be a celebration of joy after years of feeling defined by her writing about grief, following the loss of her mother to cancer in 2014. She achieves that in spades, as Jubilee is a great eclectic mix of bright, lush, catchy songs. While not the best example of this new happier direction, for a song pick, I'm going with Savage Good Boy. Savage Good Boy is told from the perspective of a capitalist justifying his actions and seeking safety from the coming apocalypse. I love the way she undercuts the narrator's story by hammering a note when they say the word good. The album is full of these sort of great touches. All right, well, I hope everybody's getting vaxxed and relaxed. Enjoy the summer and keep on rocking the suburbs.
Japanese Breakfast. This is a
great
band, really more of an artist that I have I've liked for the last few years. She's been recording music and just seems to be getting better and better, I think.
really like this one too, Jim. And you know, this is one where you kind of look at the list and you're like, man, I hope somebody picks this so right. we can get to hear some of it, right? But you're not sure if you don't want to duplicate since we go first. So I'm really glad Matt picked this because I think it's really, really, really catchy. And I've been playing it since I saw it come out and you turned me on to Japanese Breakfast. So I don't know. I like the way the space revolves around the melodies in her music and just everything yeah. about the way the songs are put together just are wonderful to me.
They seem really smartly done, I think.
Yes, and, that's a great way to put it. Yep.
She's a real talent, Michelle Zellner. And, you know, in addition to recording, she wrote a memoir. You know about this? It was like...
I did not know that.
It did really well. She wrote this memoir called Crying in H Mart, and apparently it sold really well. And there's there's going to be a movie. It's a movie.
You're kidding.
Movie in the works at MGM.
Amazing.
MGM Studios, you know, bought the film rights to this memoir that she wrote. And, you know, she's just a young artist. And
yeah, you know, I was going to say.
You know, so. So, you know, good on her, right? She's
amazing.
Definitely, she's got a, no, she's building totally quite a amazing. Fan base and really has something to say, I think. And that's
what's great. Important. That's very, very exciting. Yeah. I mean, that is really cool.
Yeah. All right. If anyone would like to buy the film rights to this podcast, contact
me. It's going to be a long movie.
Yes. We're represented by intern Sam.
He's that's there. Right. We are. We'll do kind of a Ted Lasso style take on it.
That's
on the
right.
Podcast.
That's right. Okay, let's get out of here. Next week, we will have the listener new music picks.
Yep.
We're still kind of sorting through all those, so I don't know how many episodes that'll be, but you'll find out when we do. All right?
Absolutely. Yep.
All right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you all later.
And he did not like that.